This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, as you already know, that we are at the Grey at the hotel right now. And I do have guests in front of me. We are broadcasting live. This is the third and final day of the program, which is a scholarship engagement conference. So right in front of me, I do have Miss. I don't know if it's Miss, but it's Sylvia Hammond, and also Mr. Stephen Gordon joining me right now. They are from the HSRC, if I'm not mistaken. They're joining me right now. They are also here at the conference, but I'm just going to quickly welcome them on MET Radio. Welcome on MET Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, we are delighted to speak to you here today.
Yes. So, thank you very much. But before we get into much more, I believe you were here since yesterday. No.
So, unfortunately, I was only able to join today.
Okay.
Very busy research schedule. Unfortunately, puts a lot of pressure on us. But, you know, they were so kind to give us a slot to speak today. And it was such a privilege to be able to participate with such august company. I must say, I was very impressed with the level of engagement from the audience.
Yes. So maybe if you can ask, maybe what has been the highlight today? I know the day is not over, but your highlights of the day.
I think one of the highlights was presenting the findings of our research and being able to be in the company of other scholars and academics and students and just sharing with them the work that we've been doing. And I think another highlight is also hearing about the role that academia can play in relationship with community and organizations. That was really interesting hearing about, because a lot of the time we do work that doesn't really involve the communities, doesn't go into communities, and just hearing feedback from community organizations about what we really can do was really a highlight for me.
And that is amazing. Maybe for you also, Mr. Gordon.
I just want to support what Sylvia is saying. You know, these are people, they're on the ground, they're doing this great work, they're dealing with things, you know, one-on-one. You know, as researchers, we're gathering knowledge, we're analyzing data, but the people here attending this conference, many of them are running active programs in their communities, contributing in a very direct way to the upliftments of the people in those communities. And so it's a privilege to kind of hear their experiences, hear what they're going through, and try and find those collaborations that research organizations like ours can come in and provide some assistance to them.
Yes. So maybe if I can ask, maybe because we know that many institutions do struggle well to translate maybe research findings into real world impacts, maybe what strategies does the HSRC use to ensure its research informs policy programs and also public actions?
So we have been trying to produce various outputs in different formats to reach different communities, different levels of policymakers, as well as researchers. We've been doing a lot of infographics recently. We also write some HSRC review pieces, as well as policy briefs, as well as the normal academic journal articles and that kind of thing. But other units in our organization are also doing more community-engaged research. Unfortunately, the study that we presented was not as involved in the community. It did go and find out the levels of knowledge, attitude, and engagement with science and technology across the population. But there are other units that are doing embedded research within communities as well.
Yes, thank you very much. Maybe I should have started with this one because many people might not understand, but what does the HRSC, right, correct?
HSRC.
HSRC do? What work does it do?
So the Human Science Research Council is one of the government's research councils. The goal of the HSRC is to gather and generate knowledge that will make a difference. And exactly what Sylvia is saying, we go out there, we do research, we gather data, and then we try and disseminate that data, that knowledge, those ideas to as many people as possible. not just policymakers and decision makers, you know, at that high level. We want to go out into communities, out into the street, out into the normal places where normal people gather and discuss things. Because scientific knowledge, if it's just kept in journals, if it's just kept in reports, and not enough people read it, what is the impact of that scientific knowledge? So we put a lot of emphasis, as Sylvia was saying, on really trying to engage meaningfully with the general public and tell them about the good work that we do, but the important findings that we have generated.
Yes. And you also mentioned that you were able to get some little bit of time to also speak out there. So maybe what are you hoping that people take out from your contribution today?
So the research we presented today was about scientific engagement, which is about people engaging meaningfully with science and technology in a hope that this will meaningfully uplift not only themselves, but the community as a whole. Now, one of the most important findings that's emerging, and Sylvia will back me up here, is the deep inequality that exists with science of engagement, where some people are able to engage meaningfully with science and technology and provide that opportunity for betterment of themselves and the community, but other people are being left behind. We need meaningful policies to change this, to turn this around. Now, our government has been working on this issue for many years, but what our data suggests is that the level of progress we'd like to see has not been seen, and we need urgent action to change this.
Yes. And now, before I let you go, maybe any final word for our audience?
Well, the research that we were presenting was based on the South African Public Relations Report Science Survey, which was conducted by the HSRC in 2022. And what we would like to see is a more scientifically literate and engaged population. So if whether you're studying a STEM subject, whether you're studying humanities, whatever you're studying, it's important to have some level of knowledge, some level of engagement with science and technology in your life, and just a recognition that science and technology are everywhere. And we would like everyone to, from a young age, know something about science and technology to be able to meaningfully participate in discussions and in change in the community.
Yes, and now thank you very much, guys, for joining me live right here on MET Radio, and we hope you nothing but the best for the rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Ms. Sylvia Hannah joining me live on MET Radio, and also Mr. Stephen Gordon from the HSRC joining us live right here on MET Radio. Let's quickly...
This is an MET Radio podcast.